I think I was going to try to call this like drive time with Wesley or something, because I realized that most of what I was going to be posting or recording is going to be while I'm driving. And but obeying all the traffic laws of the land and all that good stuff, you know, as far as just like hands-free, but I'm not driving with any. No, I'm kidding. Watching the road, not the camera. Anyhow, many of us live our lives like we're promised tomorrow. Like, as if it's tomorrow's in the bag. We already got it. And while there are so many promises throughout Scripture, tomorrow I can't recall being one of them. And that has kind of this duality in the sense of the way we treat people is as if we can make it right tomorrow, but as the way that we live our lives non-sacrificially is like, oh, we can do it tomorrow. We can put off today's responsibility to tomorrow. Like, we are the first church of procrastination at times, and we lack the urgency of immediate obedience. We lack the urgency of just doing what it is that we're supposed to be doing today and not waiting for tomorrow. I like to look at life as Garth Brooks songs. If tomorrow never comes, would they know how much you love them? If tomorrow never comes, would your pets be fed? And my joke is that, you know, probably if I was to not wake up tomorrow, my cats would just, you know, eat me. That's kind of dark. Maybe I should edit that out. I probably won't. But still, you can laugh about it or cry. One of the two. But we live as if we have forever. And in one extent, we do. We have eternity. But the problem being with having eternity is this, it's the assumption that you're going to enjoy that eternity. Wesley, are you talking about losing your salvation? I'm not really getting into that. I'm more of like, you know, if the Lord has asked you to do something and you've yet to do it because you're like, I'm waiting for another sign, which I did that. That's how I ended up in Phoenix. You know, I just need one more confirmation. Like, as if I didn't have 38,000 already. And, well, his mercy and his grace, except for also there are well-respected people that we would probably consider generals that are probably in outer darkness because of the way that they lived their life and chose themselves over God. But we don't want to think about that. And I'd rather hear, well done, faithful servant. And quote unquote have a life I didn't enjoy, I guess, as you would, or because, you know, I didn't get to do what I wanted, you know. But when you think about it, like if a little child came up to you and was like, I want ice cream for dinner, 9 out of 10 parents, maybe 9.5, unless you're into the gentle parenting thing, that's a little different story too, but like, no. And they would throw, the toddler throws a fit, I want ice cream. You said we scream, ice cream, ice cream for ice cream. Give it to me now. Like, it's not good for you. You don't need it. And there are things that we're asking for that the Lord's like, you don't need it. It's not good for you. It's actually not going to benefit you in the way that you think. But someone prophesied over me that I would be a millionaire. But you're avoiding your taxes now. Or, you know, I don't know. But the point being is we live like tomorrow is already got. Like, we've already got it taken care of. We got tomorrow squared away. We ain't got to worry about it. We're set, but we're not, because tomorrow's not promised. And something we need to really get a grip of is being obedient immediately. And I've been saying it for a number of years now. We are going to come to a point where immediate obedience is going to be the difference between life and death. And I think about, like, in a military sense, when your commanding officer says, get down. You don't go, why? I need a confirmation. If you tap me on my helmet 3 times, I'll get down. Because that's the difference between a bullet going through your cranium and going home to your family. But we don't have that sense of immediate obedience. Didn't know you can go straight. I thought this was only for the freeway. And so we need to get to that place of having immediate obedience, because it will cost us our lives in one way or another. In one sense or another, not having immediate obedience to his voice and to what he's asking us to do will cost us our lives. And we will find ourselves in the outer darkness, knowing of where we could have been with the Lord, and living in that anguish, living in that turmoil of not being with the Lord. And, well, that would suck. None of us would enjoy that. And we would only have ourselves to blame in that regard. We would only be able to blame ourselves for our actions. There would be no sense of blaming the unworthy enemy. Lack of faith. And I'm speaking to myself more than I'm probably speaking to anyone listening to this. I don't even know if anyone's listening. That's a whole different quandary of kind of false reality that so many of us live in, is we speak as if we're entertaining millions or thousands, and we're entertaining ones. And we've created this form of reality in our mind that we're some form of celebrity and people that should serve us. But yet the person who came that we give our lives to serve says, I've come to serve and not be served. So that's kind of ironic and awkward, right? But the person who we give our lives to says, well, I came to serve, not be served. Makes us kind of think about the reality in which we've created ourselves. We have this delusion of grandeur that we are some person that should be served. Well, I lead many churches. Very important. And my apartment smells of rich mahogany, and I have many books. And if you got that movie reference, you're really awesome. We don't have tomorrow. Love the person that's in front of you today in this moment. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Live in this moment. Many of us know this. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. Open up the present in front of you. Open it. And live it and walk it out. Walk it out. If somebody crosses your path, have the belief, have the faith that that person crossed your path for a reason, for a purpose, that God brought them into your life that day. Maybe it's for your good, maybe it's for their good. But look for his purposes. If there's a task in front of you, give it your attention. Do it. Get it done. We build a principle upon principle, precept upon precept, but many of us don't build anything because we don't do the things in front of us. I'll do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. No, do it today. Do it right now. Do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. Do it right now so that if tomorrow doesn't come, it's done. Love that person to your fullest ability right now. So if in the event that tomorrow doesn't come, that they themselves can wake up and going, man, I am valuable. I'm loved. That person really showed me love. I'll live another day, another week. If we understood that the power of life and death are within the tongue, and that God is bringing people into our lives, that we have the ability to create life and death through our tongue inside of them, cause their baby to leap. Cause their baby to leap. The spirit on the inside of them, cause it to leap. Don't let today pass you by for tomorrow. Well, I'm not having a good day. You're not having a good minute. Maybe a good 10 minutes. Don't build your entire day on one event. Be like a duck and let it roll off your back. Or as Jesus said, leave that place and wipe the dust from your feet. In other words, wipe the flesh off of where you would shod your feet with the peace of the gospel. Get the flesh off of your peace, because peace is a person.